Okay.
And they'll justify it through their Medicaid and their system. So the bottom line is that the veterans need more, not less. The system, as I see it from external, as a management and as a person that's been in the field of addiction since the mid-70s, they need to be more accountable and held accountable. If this New York State Healthcare Authority expands beyond just the nursing homes, I'd advocate for it for the one reason. You're going to hold somebody accountable, okay, to a service and to the veteran that needs that service. And I thank you very much. I hope I did.
Thank you. You did a good job.
Thanks.
Thank you very much. At this time...
Mr. Sparko, may I please give you a little bit of information?
First, identify yourself.
I'm Mary Jaffe. I'm the National Database Representative for Jewish Bar Workers. For your information, because I read Mr. Rowe's...
Excuse me. Miriam, you have to speak into the microphone. It will not pick up on the transcript.
Sorry.
We want to be able to quote you, ma'am.
You never want to quote me. First off, there will be, and there is, a alcoholic inpatient bed session out at BAT. And the Albany VA will be sending their patients out there so that they will still be getting inpatient care. Okay? They have told this to all of the New York State counselors in the area. So we have a small positive thing to give you. People from White River Junction in Vermont who have eye problems are brought down to Albany because that's where they're going to get the best care. And they are going to do more of this, particularly across the state, with the whoever has the best care that they can give. And if I may give you an off-the-record thing for George's problem of the card that doesn't work at another hospital, please tell your people, you know what? Call the other hospital and ask them to fax it. And it works better than waiting for 2 years until the VA gets around to doing it. Thank you.
Thank you.
One, Miriam. Additional piece of information. Montrose has a 300-bed alcohol and substance abuse facility. It was set up about 3-4 years ago. In fact, all of the New York area, especially Borden Ave, which is the homeless center, all of the New York area homeless alcohol and substance abuse cases that the VA is able to, or the city is able to get their hands on, are transferred to that bed unit at Montrose. It's a separate ward, everything.
Well, we had one in Albany, and the problem was that it was being closed, and people were saying, well, we aren't going to have anything, and I'm saying, well, at least we have this.
You need more than one.
Oh, definitely. That's not the question.
Thank you.
May I just put one thing on the record? What John said was effectively end. Not that it had ended. And there will still be some inpatient alcohol treatment around. But there was a long waiting list, as anybody who's ever tried to help another veteran get into one of the inpatient treatments. Often the waiting list is weeks long before it was diminished and you had to try and put some people on a bus to ship them straight across the state. So the problem really then becomes one of, when you've got a vet who's ready to dry out, if you can't get him in, right then, nine times out of ten, ask Chris, ask anybody who works with guys who have real tough problems. When you got him ready, you got to strike, so it effectively ends it. You're going to wait a week for a bus?
Albany says they will keep him in Albany until they can send him out. They will not send him out on the street. That's what they promised us. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Let this president thank the audience. Though you have not many left, for your patience,
you can move them in.
We thank you for being here. Also, let it show that we thank Joanne Martin, Assembly Legislative Assistant on Veterans Day. And let this also the record show that this president wants to thank its ad hoc committee on council hearings, especially Bill Orwell, Peter Sutton, and Rick Wideman. And the next, let me also say, the next forum will be scheduled and will focus on employment, education, and training on March 12, 1996 at 10 a.m. in room 306 of the Capitol. Once again, thank you.
Okay,
Take it easy.
Yes, I will.